Well, my brothers and sisters, doesn't Jesus seem really, really harsh in today's gospel reading, huh? This is not the gentle Jesus who is meek and humble of heart. He really seems to slam this Canaanite woman a couple of times, at least. Now, let's put this into context. And of course, to do that, I'm going to go to a movie that I've preached about a lot, but never this particular scene. Now, there's a reason why I think this movie is so much in my mind. It came out in my last year of seminary, but to this day, it remains one of the most popular, one of the most downloaded, one of the most broadcast movies of all time, which is really weird because it's a movie about prison originally written by Stephen King. What am I talking about? Shawshank Redemption. How many people have seen it? Yeah, almost all of us. Because it's really about death and resurrection. And the main character that Tim Robbins plays, Andy Dufresne, is a Christ figure. He is an innocent man, convicted and punished for something he didn't do. And he is a light of hope in that dark prison. And one of the ministries that he has to his fellow inmates, is helping them get their high school diplomas. And about a third of the way through the movie, a great character, a young, brash, but very sincere kid named Tommy, rolls into the prison. And in the scene I'm going to describe, he goes up to Andy Dufresne, the character, and he says, "I hear you help guys get their high school diplomas." And Andy Dufresne says to him, "I don't waste my time with losers, Tommy." Really harsh, huh? I don't waste my time with losers. Kind of like Jesus in today's gospel reading. "Lord, Lord, help me. Hey, I have come to my own people, the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And then even worse, "Lord, please help me. Hey, is it right to throw to the dogs the food that's meant for the kids?" Both instances, Andy Dufresne and our Lord Jesus are trying to test the people who approach them, to test them to see if they are sincere, how badly they want it. In the Shawshank Redemption, Tommy says, "Hey, I am serious. I'm not a loser. I'm all in. I'll do whatever you tell me to do." And Andy Dufresne smiles and says, "All right, let's get started." Jesus, after this woman meets the test, says, "Woman, your faith is great. I grant you your petition." Again, putting this in context, what's been happening in the gospel before this is Jesus has been contending with a lot of the chosen people who have the opposite attitude. It's one of entitlement. If you are the Messiah, give us another sign. So that's another thing that's going on here with the Canaanite woman. He's using her as a foil, like he did with so many of the Gentile, non-Jewish people. He's pointing to his own people saying, "Look, not even one of us has got greater faith than you." This, pointing to her, he's saying to them, "This is the attitude, not of entitlement you approach me with, but of humility and sincerity. Show me that you want to persevere in prayer." Because, folks, what Jesus is doing for her is what he does for all of us. How badly do you want it? Show me, and in the process, I'll purify your soul. Show me, and in the process, I'll strengthen your faith, which ultimately is as important, if not more so, than any other prayer we could have answered. It's great that we have the exorcism of the woman's daughter. But no less great is the fact that he has strengthened the mother's soul and purified her and made her more like himself. And I think, you know, I don't pretend to have any of the answers, or let alone all the answers, about why this pandemic seems to be spinning even more out of control in our country, at least in parts, than it ever has since it started last spring. But I'm fully in the belief that God is with us in all of it and that he's always at work. So in speculating, maybe this is what he's doing with us. Persevere in prayer. Bear with this cross, and I will purify all of you, and I will purify the country in which you live and in the world in which you live. He's always at work. Boy, I got to tell you, one of the things that's occurred to me during this pandemic is, am I glad over the past few years that I've taken more seriously this holy season of Lent and really tried to give up some things that weren't so easy to give up? You know, a lot of people belittle that these days. Oh, Father, what's God going to do if you're giving up this or not having that during Lent? What good does that do? Well, like an athlete in training gets us ready, if we can willingly give stuff up, when we have no choice and we have to give things up, like during this pandemic, we're ready, we're tested, we prepare. And we do that together. Let God do his work of purifying us. We also offer it up as a sin offering. It's another reason why we give stuff up at Lent. So that we can say we're sorry for the ways in which we've lacked discipline and virtue. Forgive us and purify us. We can do that for our own sins, and we can do that for the sins of others as well. And that's another thing I think God is asking us to do. Since we continue to go through this, we might as well make it work to our advantage. And so when we're sick and tired, and I know, I can see, we're sick and tired of this business. We're done, or we want to be. Now is the time to dig in and not get lax, but to offer up to God the sacrifices that are becoming harder to do, but persevere. Show him our sincerity. Show him our humility. Don't feel entitled to have a miracle whenever we want. But to say, Lord, purify us, purify our nation. A nation that is obviously still riddled with racism, purify us. A nation that obviously hasn't learned the lesson that every single human life, from the moment of conception until natural death, needs to be cherished and protected. Lord, take our sacrifices, our trials, our crosses that we offer to you with yours, and purify us, purify our nation, make it one nation under God all the more. And so that's what we do together, like the Canaanite woman, like Tommy and Shawshank, with sincerity, with humility, and with perseverance, and wait on God, who is always at work, making us more like his son.